Good evening, church, and happy new month. I want us to appreciate God for bringing us gracefully into another month, the month of February. Let's thank Him for the grace to witness yet another month, the second month in the year 2022. And I'm sure that there will be miracles, there will be wonders for us in this month of February. I also want us to appreciate God for the miracles that God will bestow on us. It's the second month. I pray that everything about you will be double. Double grace, double abundance, double honor, double promotion. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are saying amen as if you don't believe. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Because the God we serve is not man. I always say it all the time. You know, he's not man. If we say there will be double promotion, you'll be wondering how is that going to come from. We say double grace. You'll be looking at me. This small me. Don't look at me. Look at your God. Look at your God, and God will surprise you in the month of February, in the mighty name of Jesus. The theme for the month is assessing your next level. Assessing your next level. Everybody here has a next level. No matter where you are in life, no matter your position in life, no matter your age in life, you have a next level. People want to grow older. Abun Paro? Yeah. Am I lying? You want to grow older? Yes. You want to see another year? It's another level. You want to get better spiritually. You want your health to be better. Everybody in front of me here this morning, including me, has another level, has a next level. But it's not everybody that knows how to access the next level. And I think that's why we'll be speaking. I'm just going to be speaking a small part. I know the rest of the speakers for the month will be blessing us also. So just take my own part. Deuteronomy chapter 1, 6 to 8. It says, the Lord our God said to us at Horeb, said, you have stayed long enough at this mountain. Break camp and advance into the hill country of the Amorites. Go to all the neighboring peoples in the Arabah, in the mountains, in the western foothills, in the Negev, and along the coast to the land of the Canaanites and to Lebanon, as far as the great river, the Euphrates. He says, see, I have given you this land. Go in and take possession of the land. The Lord swore he will give to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob, and to their descendants after them. He says, you have stayed long enough on this mountain. You have been on this mountain for so long. Move to the next level. He said, break camp. He said, advance. Move to the next level. There's a next level. Some of us are very comfortable on that mountain. We are so comfortable. We find ourselves so comfortable because we've been there for years. We've been on that mountain for years. So we are very comfortable with it. We can't advance. We can't move forward. We can't break camp. Because of, you know, comfort. We are convenient with that mountain. Some of us, it is fear. Let me stay here. Let me stay on this mountain. But God is telling you this evening, He says, you have stayed long enough here. I don't know what mountain I don't know what mountain. I don't know how many years you've stayed on the mountain. But it says you have stayed long enough on that mountain. It's time to break camp. It's time to advance. It's time to move forward. It's time to do something different. You see, I'm going to make some reference to the prayers last month. We had three prayer sessions in the month of January. The first one was dealing with the spirit of limitation. The second one was dealing with the spirit of stagnation. And the third prayer session was praying for boldness. Boldness. And I can see that it was actually a prerequisite for the theme for this month. Because if you don't deal with your limitations, you can't move forward. If you don't deal with stagnation, there's no way you can move forward. And if you don't have the boldness, you are going to be on one spot. Do not move. The Bible says, lift up your heads, all ye gates. Lift up your head, all ye gates. You know what gates are? Do you know what gates are? Do you know why gates are erected? Gates are erected so that you do not move. You don't have access. And people of God, there are spiritual and there are physical gates. I want you to recognize this evening that there are as we see the physical gates. When you come here on a weekday, on a Wednesday, on a Thursday, that gate is locked. You can't have access. The same way we have the physical gates, we have the spiritual gates. Gates are erected so that you don't have access. You can't move. There's a device that we also sell in my office. We call it access control. Access control. That device is installed for us to limit access into a certain place. So you must have a code, or you must have a card, or your fingerprint must be registered on the device before you can have access. If you don't, you can't. And that's how it's operated. Operates also in the spiritual. There's what you call access control. They put that device there. You cannot move forward. So I'm happy that in the month of January, we could deal with limitations. We could deal with stagnations. And that's why even David said, says, enter his gates with what? With what? Whose gate? So long on the gate. All along on the gate. That means you can be controlled. He says, enter into his gate with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a code to God's gate. Thanksgiving is a code. And that's why a lot of times you come here, the devil will tell you 1,001 things why you should not give thanks. And we say, just look for one, only one. And the only one reason is because what? You are alive. And we establish that when you are alive, there's what? There's hope. The fact that you are not in the coffin. The fact that you are breathing. People of God, there's hope. There's hope. I remember Reverend also spoke about boldness Tuesday in January. He says, let us therefore come boldly Godly. It's another code. You know, I'm talking about card, code, fingerprint to access. He says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace. Boldness. But this morning we are looking at accessing the next level. We have prayed. We need to take action. What is the action you and I have to take? And I write something here. Let's view it like a prescription. The doctor gives you a prescription. I was with Dr. Elemide sometime last week for my tooth. You know? And after the consultation or the whatever she did for me, she gave me a prescription. I should buy this, take this for 5 days, use salt, warm water with salt. It's a prescription. I said, take it for 5 days, one in the morning, one in the night. One in the morning, one in the night. Use salt water 3 times a day. You see, for me to enter that next level, I must follow that prescription carefully. You know what? Have you ever experienced toothache before? Eh? You've never experienced it? Whenever I'm going to Dr. Lemmy these days, I go with prayer. I don't like that injection at the... So let's view it like prescription. Some of us take medications religiously. Some they won't take it at all. For some of us, we have to cajole them to take it. Hey, the muguni now, hey, Joe. Dr. Manike Mam lo 2 times a day. Hey, the muguni. You see, prescriptions, medications, your life depends on it. It depends on it. We've had instances of where people don't take their medications and they pay dearly for it. In this instance too, please take it as a medication, as a prescription, and adhere strictly to it. Only that I'm a senior doctor, you will not understand if I write, you know how they write those things, 3BD/1/2. Eh? Koleyeyi. So I will not bother you with that. Now, what should we do? What's the prescription? I have two prescriptions this evening. Collaboration with God and collaboration with man. Those two things. I'm sure other speakers will talk about other things that will take you to your next level. But in the month of February, collaborate with God and collaborate with man. Take a conscious effort to know God more. The Bible says, those that know their God, it says they will what? They will be strong and do what? Exploits. Those that know their God. Knowledge of God is key in the month of February. If you want to assess your next level, your knowledge of God is key. You must know who God is. Psalm 100 verse 3 says, know that the Lord himself is God. You must know who God is. You must know what God can do. You must understand what God can do. God can do everything. God can do everything. Nothing is impossible with God. You see, but you can't understand it unless you know God. We pray to a God that we do not know. We prefer to pray. You see, when we come here and say, come and study the word of God, let's banter, let's come and hear the word of God.
People don't like it. They prefer to go to Oruge to pray. But the God you are praying to, do you know him? Do you know that God that you are praying to? How much of God do you know? You know his deeds. You know his miracles. You know his wonders. Do you know his ways? The Bible says, I show Moses my ways. Do you know his ways? Do you know how God operates? Do you know what God can do? Second Corinthians chapter 9, 8 to 7. It says, and God is able to bless you. God is able to bless you abundantly. So that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you are bound in every good work. God is able. He has the ability. Do you know that? God is able. He is able. More than able. God is able. Do you know him? Or you are just looking for his miracles, his deeds, his wonders. You see, when you know God, you will trust him more. You can't trust who you don't know. You can never trust who you don't know. So a lot of us just include, I'm talking to myself, I'm not also. We just know God on the surface level. That's why our trust level of God is also surface. You cannot trust who you do not know. The Bible says, trust the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own what? Understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge the Lord. He will do what? He will direct you to your next level. In all your ways, acknowledge the Lord. He will direct you to your next level. But he says, trust the Lord with all your heart. Not some of your heart. Not half of your heart. Not a bit of your heart. With all your heart, trust him. Lean not on your own. God knows that you have an understanding. There are professors here. Intelligent people here. God knows that we have an understanding. But he says, lean not. Don't depend. Don't rely on your understanding. Lean on God. Trust in him. But you can't trust who you don't know. I mean, the people that know me now are the people that live in my home. Abi? Yes. You just know me on the surface level. You don't know if I'm clean. You don't know if I'm dirty. You don't know if I'm a glutton. You don't know if I, you don't know a lot about me. You don't. But the people that live with me, they know me. And it's easy for them to trust me. Because they know me. So when you know him, you can trust him. When you know him, you will love him. 1 John chapter 4 verse 8. He said, whoever does not love does not know God. Whoever does not love does not know God. So when you are still living in bitterness, you are living in unforgiveness, you don't know God. If you know him, you will love. You will love him. You will love God. And you know what the Bible says? How can you say you love God that you not see? And you don't love the person that you see. Irola, Oje Marina. You know what is Oje Marina? For the young ones, only mama. Oje Marina. If you know him, you will love him. Because God is love. He's love. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 15. He says, in love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will. You see, in adoption, and I wrote something here. I said you can have a child by accident, but you cannot adopt a child by accident. It's deliberate. It's intentional. It's intentional. God loves you. So if you know him, you will love him. If you know God, you will serve him. I'm going to read a very long 14 verses, but I'll be fast about it. Joshua chapter 24, 1 to 14. Then Joshua assembled all the tribes of Israel at Shechem. I think I'm reading NIV. He summoned the elders, leaders, judges, and officials of Israel. And they presented themselves before God. Joshua said to all the people, this is what the Lord says, the God of Israel says. Long ago, your ancestors, including Terah, the father of Abraham and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates River and worshipped other gods. But I took your father Abraham from the land. He's letting them know who he is or what he has done. He said, but I took your father Abraham from the land beyond the Euphrates and led him throughout Canaan and gave him many descendants. I gave him Isaac, and to Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau. I assigned the hill country of Seir to Esau, but Jacob and his family went down to Egypt. Then I sent Moses and Aaron, and I afflicted the Egyptians by what I did there, and I brought you out. When I brought your people out of Egypt, you came to the sea, and the Egyptians pursued them with chariots and horsemen as far as the Red Sea. But they cried to the Lord for help, and he put darkness between you and the Egyptians. He brought the sea over them and covered them. You saw with your own eyes what I did to the Egyptians. Then you lived in the wilderness for a long time. I brought you to the land of the Amorites, who lived east of the Jordan. They fought against you, but I gave them into your hands. I destroyed them from before you, and you took possession of their land. When Balak, son of Zippor, the king of Moab, prepared to fight against Israel, he sent for Balaam, son of Beor, to put a curse on you. But I would not listen to Balaam. So he blessed you again and again, and I delivered you out of his hand. Then you crossed the Jordan and came to Jericho. The citizens of Jericho fought against you, as did also the Amorites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hittites, Girgashites, Hivites, and Jebusites. But I gave them into your hands. I sent the hornet ahead of you, which drove them out before you. Also the two Amorite kings. We did not do it with your own sword and bow. So I gave you a land on which you did not toil, and cities you did not build. And you live in them and eat from vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant. Now, fear the Lord and serve him with all your faithfulness. Now, serve the Lord. What I read is also your story. It's your story. My bro came here last week Sunday. He was talking about entitlement mentality. It's your story. You travel, you come back. You buy, you sell, you make profit. Your children, they go and come back. God blesses you. You know, enemies, they attack. Whoa, bully, you are the one. It's your story. It says, now, fear the Lord. And serve him with what? All faithfulness. It says, throw away the gods your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Service to God will give you rewards. You cannot serve God and lose. You know, we come here every time we say it. What are you doing for God? What are you doing for God?
1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord. Because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Let me read Message version. With all this going for us, my dear friends, stand your ground and don't hold back. Throw yourselves into the work of the master. Throw yourselves into the work of the master. Throw yourselves. Give it everything. Confident that nothing you do for him is a waste of time or effort. God cannot win any man. He can't. You want a next level in February? Serve it. Serve it. Number two, quickly, because of our time. Collaboration with man. I remember towards the end of last year, Professor Okumadua came to take us on Friendship Back. Please, it was a first service ministration. I think he had it for like 2 Sundays. If you have not been, if you did not listen to that that message, please go back to it. I'm sure it will be on the YouTube. Or ask AY to get you that message. The title was The Friendship Bank. Collaborate with people in the year 2022. Consult, connect, communicate, coexist. In the book of Esther, King Xerxes was furious because of the disobedience of Queen Esther. Vashti, sorry. What did he do? Esther 1:13. Says, since it was customary for the king to consult experts in matters of law and justice. And I was thinking, he was the king. That man, that King Xerxes, was the king. He could do and undo. But he said he consulted the experts. Who are you consulting? Who are you talking to? He consulted the experts in matters of law and justice. Sometime about 3 or 4 years ago, some people came to buy some doors for me. It was a lot. And I was wondering, where did these people come from? You know, it was direct purchase. And they, you know, it was a lot of doors, you know, a lot of money. And I just called it anymore. They didn't negotiate. They did not ask me to give them a discount. And they paid the money. So I was wondering, where did these guys come from? And all of a sudden, they couldn't install the doors. So they needed my help. They probably get your installers. I said, yeah, why not? So I got to know that it was actually a state university. I was wondering, how will a state university have this amount of money? It means that there's more where this came from. I just met with Professor Okumadua. I said, I needed to see this person. I'm sure you know the VC. Ah, I said, yes, he knows the VC.
He gave me a small note. What do you mean a note? It was his card. He didn't write it. It wasn't his, a note. It was his card he gave me. So I got to that place in the evening. The man was in a meeting. I waited till like 8 or 9 to see him. And I gave him the card. Said, in fact, when the secretary came and said, what's my name? I said, I didn't even say my name. I just gave him the card from this person. So he said, I should wait until the meeting. After a while, I was called him, and I sat down with the man, came to sit down with me. I said, ah. He said, yeah. So I know. I said, ah. And I was telling him how close Prof and I were. Ah, we are this close, we are this. Okay. You know, I said, all these your doors, they were gotten from my office. He said, you don't mean it. I said, yes. Ah, I said, we have more. We have more to do. He just called somebody. Let him know how many. And they bought doors for me. They did not, they don't discount, they don't negotiate. Collaboration with men. You see, if we say network, if I know Mrs. Odesoya, everybody on Mrs. Odesoya's network is my strength. Everybody on that network is my strength. There's a lady, my mother-in-law called me sometime last year and said, one of our students in our school wanted admission. She'd scored 290 in JAMB, but she wants to study medicine in Ilorin. So what did I do? I said, okay, mommy, go send documents. And I sent the documents to my first cousin there, who is a professor, Abro Mini. And I was telling him, Tope, mommy knew. And as mommy was giving me fire, I was giving Tope fire. Mommy was giving me fire, I was giving Tope fire. Mommy knew, Bodija knew. Yesterday I got the exchange, they had given an admission in the University of Learning to study medicine. I don't know the girl from Adam. But the girl leveraged the network she had. I've not seen the girl till today. She's black, she's yellow, tall, fat. I don't know who she is. But she's got the admission. God has put people around you. Not for you to beg them for money. No, that's not what we're talking about. Leverage their strength. Where I'm weak, you are strong there. But when we come together, we collide, we collabo, we become strong. Who are you consulting with? I remember several years ago, I've shared it here before, I was pushing my son to study medicine. Pushing him. You can do it. I mean, I wasn't really wise. The guy was the captain of his SS2. He was the class captain. But you know, the guy was deficient. I can't remember physics or chemistry now. But I was telling you, you can do it. One day, he now went to the Okumadiwas. They were having a meeting. And they were talking about what he would do. And the young man said, my father wants me to study medicine. I will study medicine, but I will not practice. He said it in their family altar. And you see, what you don't know. She now came to me and said, a joke of everybody in sorrow. Maybe she thought I would be annoyed. People will advise you. You will take the advice. You won't take the feedback well. She said, Egbo, Ekoba ini, boy, you saw, Emma Binusio. Ah, Binusio Bawo. When I got to her, I said, young man, am I a lion? Yeah, put this up for me now. So I championed. The following day, I went to his school. It was necessary too. Please, can this young man change to commercial? They said, yeah. He said, if he can cope. He says, I will cope. And by the time he finished, he got 3 prizes in commercial in that school. Collaboration. We're in the midst of, God has put people around us. Collaboration with God and with man will take you to your next level even in this month. God bless you.